step one is to find out if there's another plant or anything already fixing the issues that they have. Do you guys have any? Second, or do you want to try and push getting done by the 26th? Well, do you want the 26th of October, or do you want to push the day before election? I'm sure.
Let's go October 26th. I mean, I think we're on this right now. I mean, I think that would be time to research, even if you have, you know, this is the middle of this. So I feel like October 26th. Do you feel like you could talk to Mr. Motley before then? That would be perfect.
Is the 26th the reasonable date?
Yes. I'm gonna have a question for you. I got everything posted, you know, about the meeting. Do I need to repost anything? Letting them know for the next meeting. I'm gonna get the utility from letting them know for October 26th, but do I need to repost dates and anything on what I posted now?
That would be a question for your attorney.
Your attorney.
Answer that one right.
A motion to table.
Move to table vacation of a portion of Poverty Gulch Road to October 26th, 2020.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Hollis Acres Arnie update and 1231 renewal.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Do I need to sign this?
Nope. No.
Okay.
You're on the agenda.
All right. Well, we have more than an update. We have the actual renewal. It came in at 4:46 on Friday, so it's hot off the presses. But we were kind of going back and forth as to whether we were going to get to pull this off today or not. But just walking through on the right side of the packet that I put up for you are the renewals themselves. Dearborn Life is your life, AD&D, supplemental life, spousal and child supplemental life, and then voluntary short-term disability and long-term disability carrier. They came back and are offering a renewal of a flat rate, no increase, no change in premium. So out of the gate, that's a good start. MetLife handles your dental and vision. Most dental and vision carriers have decided to have a no increase offer for 2021 based on the fact that a lot of people aren't going to the dentist or aren't going to get their eyes checked based on obvious circumstances. And so this is a renewal of a flat rate offer. They've also given us some premium relief throughout the year and some other things too. So we feel like MetLife's at least trying to address the pandemic. Obviously, no one knows what 2021 is going to look like yet, so kind of the status quo is what most carriers are going with, but that is the offer on the table. And then the fun begins with the medical. If you go in a couple of pages till you get to the one that looks like this, County currently has 3 health plans that they offer for the employees. The renewal offering is an 8.5% increase starting out of the gate with Cox. I'll go here a few pages and explain kind of where they're coming up with that and what they're doing. And then they gave some options for the county if you're looking to pair some premium off of that. One thing that I would draw your eye to at the top of the page where it says renewal quote, triple option, they are offering, we asked them to take a look at a rate cap for 2022, basically, as you're going through, this is your 2021 renewal, so 1/1/22. If your if your loss ratio is under 85%, they would cap it at 6%. In all candor, I don't know that that's a big deal to me, because if you had an 85% loss ratio, I would demand that they have a 6% renewal, right? So that's not a big deal. However, they are saying that regardless of what your loss ratio is, if it is above 85%, then they would cap your renewal increase at a 12% increase. So that is a true rate cap that I would perceive to have some value. Obviously, nobody would be excited about a 12% renewal, but on the other hand, if your loss ratio were to get out of hand, that at least gives you some insulation where you know that's your worst-case scenario. So that's a new and added feature for this year that we have not had in several years. Any questions on that? Rate cap? I would draw your eye, and again, I want to walk through the renewal to explain kind of why, but option 3 looks fairly attractive to me. Basically, what it does is leave deductibles, coinsurance the same, but it raises copays for urgent care and ER. And part of that is to try to drive utilization of the plan into doctor's visits and into telemedicine, which we found through the pandemic to be very effective and is increasing in leaps and bounds as far as utilization goes. So steering people to better cost of care and, frankly, better care for them. You know, if you go to the ER, you have to sit for hours upon hours with sick people as opposed to getting online and getting a quick visit. So I think that it would be beneficial. But the option 3 looked to be a pretty viable option to me, so I would just draw your eye there. Moving on several pages in the renewal to this page. Six or seven pages back, you've got to go through the plan summaries. And
labeled group experience summary?
Yes, sir. What you will see is that when the last time I was here, we had a lower loss ratio. We were down in the 80s. We have had a rough couple of months. Our current loss ratio is 97%. And the prior loss ratio was 92%.
Prior loss ratio last year?
Last year. And you can see a couple of things. In the middle of the page, it says claims exceeding $100,000 pooling point. We talk about this each year, but remember you have insurance within your insurance. So if you have a large shock loss claim, then the carrier, you pay a charge every month for those claims to basically be forgiven. So the county, that does not count against your loss ratio or your claims experience. You can see that this year, they took out $356,000 worth of claims that were above the pooling point. In the prior year, if you go into August of 19 in that column, they took out $134,000. Put on my glasses so I can actually see the report. The next page, the back of the page that you're currently on, is the actual renewal formula that they use. Couple of things that I would definitely draw your eye to. Although and go to the right-hand column where it says PEPM basis, and go down where it says PEPM trended claims experience. That's where they're blending your last 2 years together. It's $688.82. If you look at their manual claims, and that basically just means that they would take a census and say, okay, we have this many people, this is their ages, this is their gender. If we didn't know anything about them, what would we expect their claims to be? And you'll see that number is $799. So we're still well below what the expected claims number would be. They blended us 70-30, which is one spot where, if you choose, I can go back and see if I can get them to bend that a little bit. So they come with a blended claims assumption of 721. But then the big piece of this that I wanted, and it's highlighted on here, is the underwriting adjustment of $135.89. That represents